Listen to part of a discussion about transport problems in London.
So, Mr. Patel, you're an employee from the Department of Transport and here today to represent the department. I'd like to ask you, isn't it your responsibility to introduce change for the better when it comes to facilitating travel in London?
Well, yes, Jane. Of course, it is. And that's precisely what we're doing. Making life easier, cleaner and greener for the inhabitants of this wonderful city of ours. There's no denying it. The air in London under this government is cleaner than it's ever been. We've just run a highly successful ad campaign promoting the health benefits of cycling and the savings that can be made through not having to use car parks and pay for on-street parking. You yourself can't have failed to notice the huge number of cyclists on our streets nowadays, and that's largely down to us. Last year, we also increased the carbon emission charge in an effort to keep cars out of the city centre, thereby making our roads safer for the increasing number of cyclists. And I have to say that this has most definitely had the desired outcome. Vehicle numbers are down considerably, and as for our tube and train network...
Mr. Patel, if I could just bring you back
to
the...
Let me finish, Jane, please. I was just saying that... As for our train and tube network, well, statistics show that passenger numbers have actually never been higher, up by 23% on this time 12 months ago. And that's largely down to the hugely attractive deals we've introduced for rail cards, which obviously make travelling by train and tube the best option for so many Londoners. It suits their pockets and saves them time too. And we've just this week decided to commission a fleet of electric buses, the likes of which will rival those on the streets of cities in any highly developed nation. Our expectation is that these green buses will be on our streets within a year, and we will, of course, be making further announcements about this very soon. We're moving with the times, Jane, and driving this great city of ours forward in terms of transport, and this is exactly what the great British people deserve. No less. We're constantly planning ahead.